What's up, everybody? Mr. Hate Vicious here. Now I'm going to talk about a topic because I hear this a lot. People telling me to go to hell. Yeah, this is what we're going to talk about. We're going to talk about going to hell. Me personally, I don't think when we die, I don't think there's a good place where we go and a bad place where we go. I don't believe in it. I don't believe in hell. I don't think there is a hell. Because then, in that case, when you listen to all these holy rollers telling you, oh, if you do this, you do that, and you're going to hell, you're going to be in a fiery pit till the end of time. I don't believe that at all. I believe when you die, everything goes black. Okay? Dark. That's it. You don't hear anything, you don't see anything, you don't feel nothing. That's it. All black screen. Got religious folks out there saying, you're smoking, you're hurting your body, you're going to hell. You're drinking, that's gluttony, man, you're going to hell. Oh, and then especially these holy rollers that come to the conventions that I go to these porn conventions and shit, they're over there. Yeah, what you're doing is wrong, man, it's immoral, man. You shouldn't be doing that, you're going to hell, man. That's adultery, that's lust, you're going to hell, man. I'm like, shut the fuck up. I mean, they bug me. You know, a lot of holy rollers, they bug me. Now, a lot of you people out there that are MGTOW, you guys are religious. Hey, I'm not trying to throw all of you guys under the bus, because I've met some very good religious people in my life. I have. But I'm just saying, most of them, they've either done bad things, really bad things in the past, and now they turn religious and all this shit. And most of them are hypocrites. And I know a lot of people on here could agree with me on this one. I mean, they do bad things too. Religious people do bad things too. Or have in the past. I mean, I've heard of many churches out there. You know what I mean? Whether in the past or the present, you know what I mean? They molested children. And these fucking holy rollers are using God's name just to gain financial wealth. That's wrong. You know what I mean? And then, so on and so forth. You know what I mean? It's just, I can't tell you how many things I can name right now, what they do. Especially that one. You know what I mean? They don't pay taxes, and they say that it's not a business, but really it is. I mean, I've been to a couple of churches where I've done, you know, replaced windshields on their vans. Because some churches have little schools or daycare centers or something like that. So the little kids could learn and all this shit. So a lot of them don't have school buses. They have those giant vans with all those rows of seats and stuff. We used to replace them for a bunch of churches, you know, for quite some time. You know what I mean? And every single time we roll up to these places and the people that work there, man, you should see the cars that they drive. They are fancy. I mean, expensive cars. I would never afford one on my salary. Never. One guy pulled up in a very, really hot shit fucking Cadillac. This was a Cadillac Escalade. This was back when those things were so hot shit. Celebrities had them. I mean, this thing was decked out. I mean, when you opened up that car door, and I could smell it. You could smell the leather. It smells like a leather coat when they opened it. That's how immaculate this damn thing is. Hell, these things were so popular back in the day. Celebrities used to deck them out with a PlayStation 2 and all this fucking shit. A TV in the back. They would have TV screens on them. All this shit. You know what I mean? It was decked out like that. And these are religious folks, and they don't pay taxes. I mean, this other guy, he was driving a freaking Beamer. I mean, a BMW, man. He was just... It was fucking immaculate. The car was nice. I'm just like... Me and this other dude that we were working there on their cars, and we're like, just like, dude, this is fucked up, man. You know, they don't pay taxes, they do practically nothing, and fucking, you know what I mean, they make all this money, and they can afford this. No wonder they're freaking smiling every fucking day. Yeah, I've noticed that too. A lot of religious folks are smiling a lot, especially if they work at a church. They're smiling a lot. Using God's name to gain financial wealth. That is a sin in itself right there. That's called being greedy. And you religious folks out there, don't get mad at me, okay? Because this is just how I feel. I don't think we're going to hell. You know what I mean? If that's the case, then those religious folks that are using God's name, you're going to fucking hell. You know, I could point out all the wrongdoings you are doing right now. That, for one, using God's name to gain financial wealth, yeah, you're going to hell. God won't care if you're fucking how many charities you're running and helping homeless people and all this fucking shit. Yeah, right, man. How do you get all this freaking money and all this cash to afford a car like that? That's what I'm wondering. We got a priest over here. You know, some consider him family because he's been around. You know, my family, at least my mom's side of the family, for a little while. We saw him pull up in his car. It was a fancy ass fucking Cadillac. I mean, it was fancy. That's like, what the fuck? You should see his house. This priest, you should see his house. He lives up there in Santa Fe, New Mexico. I mean, you should see his fucking house. You think his car's nice? Look at his house. And there's nice houses up in Santa Fe. But in that case, I think we're already in hell. To be perfectly honest with you, I'm gonna try and keep this video short and sweet. But I think we are in hell. And I don't believe that there is a hell. And if there is an afterlife, I don't think we go to a fiery grave at all. Because these goddamn holy rollers out there, they're over here telling me, yeah, repent, repent, and this and that, and you'll go to heaven, and this and that, accept God as your savior, and all this fucking shit, you know what I mean? I think if there is a God, he just put us on the planet for a reason. You know what I mean? He's just letting us do our thing, let us go our own way. If you think about it, we're all violent. We all are. We all are violent. We have that animalistic behavior. If there's no government, no law, no order, that's exactly what's going to happen. It's going to turn into turmoil. Everyone's going to kill one another. And you know what? And time always repeats itself again. There's going to be a dominant person with wealth or whatever. And he's going to plant his flag somewhere and say, you know what? This is my land. This is my rules. If you want to live here, you better abide by my rules, and there you go, there's the laws and all this shit, and then he gets his people that protect him and stuff like that, and comes up with a crew, it just arrests the bad people, and it just goes on and on, it won't stop. And there's a reason why their governments and countries exist today, it's because at one time, way back, we were violent, we were very violent people. So we recreated governments and rules and regulations and all this shit because of the turmoil. But even though you create a country, let's just say you created a country, countries want more things, they want more stuff, so they go violent. So since they're doing bad things, they're all going to hell, right? I don't believe that. Now, in this video, I don't want you guys going out there and thinking, you know what, he's right, I'm going to go out and kill someone because I'm not going to hell. I'm not telling you to do anything like that, stupid ass, okay? Don't be a dumbass. Don't go and rob people, don't go raping people, don't go killing anybody, because I'm not telling you to do that. I'm not telling you at all, okay? Don't be stupid, okay? You wouldn't want anyone or anything harming you or killing you or robbing you, so don't do it. Do the right fucking thing. But all I'm saying here is, I don't believe there's a heaven or a hell at all. I just think we just die and everything goes black. That's it. Black screen. That's it. That's just what I believe. But people tell me I'm gonna go to hell and all this fucking shit, you know what I mean, because of what I do. You know, no one's perfect. If there is a God, he put us on this planet. And we're not perfect, because if we were all perfect, this would be one sad, fucking, boring-ass world, man. It really would. It really would. but I just think we're born and then we have this animalistic behavior. We're all naturally violent. We all naturally love. We all naturally, you know, get irritated and you know, things happen. I mean, and then some guy with that wrote a book about God and everything. I think that's the reason why a religion does exist and the word hell exists, because this person saw, the first con man who wrote this book saw, made up a story and said, you know what, I saw God, he gave me this book and he told me to follow these 10 commandments and everything, and if you don't follow them, you're going to hell, man, you're going to hell. I think that's how it started. So this way, it started as a scare tactic to scare people and kill and do all these bad things and stuff. Oh, well, you might be right. I'm going to put down my sword here, you know, and stop killing people. That's probably why. That's probably why religion, you know, exists today. To me, it was the first con man who met the first fool. That's how religion came about, to me. But I laugh when people tell me, you know, and you're sticking your dick in too many girls, man. That's lust, man. That's a sin. You're going to hell, man. You need to get married and have a kid and do the right thing, man. Yeah, I have a kid and try to do the right thing. All of them, most of us, even MGTOWs, we've tried getting married and having a nice family life, but we always get the short end of the stick, and this is why a lot of people are not getting married anymore. I mean, it's pointless. It doesn't benefit us. Fuck it. You know what I mean? These religious folks, they target guys like me, but I was like, why don't you target the girls that are lusting behind their husband's back? I mean, it's happening more and more and more. Why don't you get on their asses? I mean, Jesus Christ, you know what I mean? What that one guy, man, he's like, you're drinking and you're smoking, man, you're hurting your body. That's gluttony, man. Drinking too much like that, that's gluttony, man. You're going to hell. You're really going to hell. It's funny, is a lot of these religious folks, before they turn religious, they've done a lot of bad things before they turn religious. That's kind of fucking hilarious. You know? I mean, and they're talking down to people, man. I found God, man. I used to get into trouble with the law and go to jail a lot, man, until I found God. And I repent. They're like, you need to repent right now, man, before it's too late. And I was like, you say your God's forgiving. He's like, so I'm going to go, when I die and I find out that he's real, I'm going to be like, oh, so you are real. Can you please forgive me? I'll repent then, you know what I mean? I mean, God, because, you know, I don't know that there's a God or there's a heaven or a hell. I don't fucking know, dude. I would just tell God, you know, like, forgive me for being lost and not knowing that you were real. You know what I mean? There's no proof when you're down there. I mean, when you're on the earth. I don't know, but you people out there, don't get so offended because I'm talking about this, okay? Because this is just one of those topics that's just... Because people tell me this all the time. You're going to hell, dude. You're going to hell, man. Yeah, you're definitely going to hell. I think I'm already in hell. Life is a bitch sometimes. It is. It's hard. Life's a bitch sometimes, man. It is. It really is. And life is getting worse because it's getting more and more expensive and shit. You know what I mean? Oh, shit. Yeah, I totally ignore these holy rollers. I stay away from them. I stay away from them because, you know, most of them are hypocrites. Most of them are. You know what I mean? And using God's name to gain financial wealth and driving a nice fancy car, beautiful house. No wonder you're smiling every fucking day. And you blame God because of all your success and glory and everything. Like, oh, if it wasn't for him, I wouldn't be here. Yeah, right. Shut the fuck up. You're like, get out of here. You're just a lying, cheating-ass motherfucker. Most of you are. If you get offended, holy rollers out there in MGTOW, if you get offended by this, don't be, because I'm not talking about you. Now, am I? I'm talking about the bad eggs. I'm talking about those ones, okay? I'm not talking about you, okay? So you shouldn't get upset. I'm just saying most holy rollers are like that. They really are. And then they scare you with hell and all this fucking shit. God. Oh, shit. Anyway, I don't have much to say about this topic anymore, because... you're in the adult industry. You're going to hell, dude. You're going to hell, man. It's not like I'm wrapping these girls in a sack and bringing them to my house or the studio or something like that and then making her do it. These are girls on their free will willing to do that in front of a camera and make money doing it. Oh, shit. Oh, fuck. Yeah, Mr. Ambitious is signing off, man, because this... I'm gonna fucking wind up laughing, you know, and dying laughing. And if I die laughing, then I'll know if God exists or not, or heaven or hell or something. Alright, you guys... You guys out there, just don't get offended, because you know what? People tell me to go to hell all the time. I just think we're all going to go to hell, because we've all done bad things. And I think probably we are in hell, you know? Because we're not perfect, man. And now there are those holy rollers out there. You ain't perfect either. You're going to hell, too. All right. I'm Mr. 8-Vicious signing off.